Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday's edition of BSB Extra. A big and quick hello to Glenn Munsey at TAB. Morning to you, Muns.
Oh, morning, Andrew, and a corker of a day here in Sydney, getting ready for another meeting at Randwick.
Yeah, we'll talk about that program through the morning, but let's first up go straight and talk about NRL, because day by day, obviously, we're getting closer to the big season getting underway after the Nines, and Jason Taylor, the coach of the West Tigers, is joining us on the program, BSB Extra. Morning to you, Jace.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed, mate. As I say, day by day, you're getting more excited about starting it all.
Oh, it's coming around fast, isn't it? Yeah, we play our last trial game on Friday night against the Cowboys, and we play in a fortnight after that on Friday night.
I noted on Friday, the Cowboys on Friday night, a couple of the big names coming back, Aaron Woods and James Tedesco.
Yeah, they are. They have those two guys are going to play in this game. Disappointing that we haven't got Luke Brooks and Mitch Moses playing, but it's just been a bit of an issue with both the guys. Mitch got a knock in the All-Stars game on it's just a bad bruising in his foot, which we hope he'd be right for this week, but it's still too sore and we don't want to push him. And Luke Brooks is a bit similar with a tight hamstring, which isn't a major issue, but you just don't want to push a guy in a trial and risk losing him for round one. So, but, you know, both of those guys have done plenty in the preseason, so we're confident that they'll be fine for round one.
Yeah, Jace, Glenn Munsey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, Glenn, good, thanks, mate.
Oh, mate, how close are you to settling on your starting 13 for round one?
Oh, yeah, we're pretty close, but we will have some guys fighting it out for positions in this game. Just some positions on the bench, it's probably a left wing spot up for grabs for us. And you know, we've also got some guys who, you know, we know will be in the 13, but whether they're in the centres or on the wing and vice versa is still to be sorted out.
How did you think Big Jamal went for you first run out the other day?
Yeah, he's really strong. People have got to remember that it's been a long time since he's played, and that was his first game. He was really excited. You know, the excitement in him has been building over the last few weeks. I talked to him a few weeks ago, and he said, "Oh, I can feel the first game, and I can't sleep at night." And I was saying, "Mate, it's still a few weeks away yet." So, but no, he's really keen, and he'll build up as we go along. He played 40 minutes, which was good, and we'll get a bit more out of him on Friday night. Hopefully, 60 minutes, and no issues, and then he'll be ready for the first game.
Have supporters just got to learn, Jace, with the pre-season, the Nines, and what you're doing this Friday night, your last sort of pre-season, is that you have players coming in and out, and you are trying to put a team together that will give the West Tigers a kick-start to the year?
Yeah, absolutely. It really is part of that. You know, you pick all of those teams, particularly the Nines as well. The Nines, for me, is about giving some young guys an opportunity and then just sending guys over there that you know are up for it and aren't going to be at risk of getting injured. You can never guarantee that, and it's the same in these sort of games. You know, Aaron Woods hasn't done the amount of training we would have liked him to have done on the back of the fact that he was away with the Four Nations team. We'll get some footy into Woodsy on Friday night, but because he played not that long ago, he'll be ready to go. But you know, as I say, it's a mix and match, because we know there are guys who can play more minutes this week, but there are those like Woodsy that we don't want to push too hard. Mm. Just get him a taste for it again, and then he'll be ready to go come the Rabbitohs, and probably won't hit his straps until a few weeks into the competition, but that's just how it is, because of the limited pre-season that a guy like that has when they play such a long season.
Yep.
Jace, you've been around rugby league for a very, very long while. Not making out that you're 75 or anything
like
that.
We're wanting to come back on again, Glenn.
Well, mate, you did burst on the scene as a teenager, but, you know, all those years ago. Mate, the raft of differences that you see in rugby league now, the technical side, the sports science side, are you still sort of really trying to come to grips with how much it's changed?
Well, I suppose because I'm in it day to day, it doesn't change as fast as it might seem when you're sort of not looking at it really closely. But it is amazing when I think back about the pre-seasons that I had and the way we trained and how we do it now. Yeah, it's absolutely chalk and cheese. It's amazing now that it's such a full-time job, and And I think that that's why we get, you know, we've got the game to the standard that we've got it to. You know, I don't care what anybody says. The game is faster and tougher than it's ever been. And there might have been some cheap stuff that you could have got away with in the past that you can't get away with now. But all that stuff is outside of the rules anyway, mate. The game is, it is so fast and tough. And the way these guys train, it's an absolute credit to them. And it's why it's such a good product. It's why people love it so much. So, but yeah, it is quite amazing the way we, I think a good example of it, and I don't want to bore you too long, but James Tedesco, when we train, James Tedesco runs further than anybody in our team, no matter what we do in a training session. So we put 20 guys out there and we say everyone's going to do this session today. And at the end of the training session, he runs further than everyone else just because he's so quick and he just covers so many metres. Mm. And in the past, a guy like that, you would never have known that he's running all of those extra metres. And I'm talking like extra kilometres in a week. So at the end of a week, when we look at his data, he's run like, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 or sometimes even more kilometres more than the rest of the team. And so when you don't know that about a guy, and I believe that's why he got injured a lot when he was young, because people didn't realise how much more he was doing than everyone else. You just send him out there and do the same, do the same, do the same.
Yeah.
These days we know that, so we can manage that. And we actually have to at times pull him out of training sessions because we look at his load and we say, you know, if we keep this guy going, by the end of the week he's going to have run, you know, 10 kilometres more than everyone else. And if you add that up over the course of a season, that's why his body's under so much load, and that's why a guy like that can be getting injured often.
Well, we often have a go at players being taken off or rested or whatever, but you've explained it really well there, particularly with James, that and he wants to do it, I guess. He's out there and wanting to be a part of it, but you've got to be very, very careful that you need him primed for the weekend.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and those guys are the ones who want to be out there, and they hate it when we say to them, listen, you know, you got to come off now. And they don't like it, but they understand it now, and they understand that they'd rather play every game and do a bit less training.
Yep.
Not that it's less, you know, that's the thing. You pull them out of training and people are looking around going, why is he doing less than me? And we say, mate, he's already run 4 kilometres more than you.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
You can train for another hour and catch up to what he's done, and then everyone will be even. It is interesting, and it's really eye-opening, as you say, the way the game has moved in that regard.
Friday night against the Cowboys, a 7 p.m. kickoff. You've got your launch, I think, on Sunday, and we urge prospective and members of the past to go to the West Tigers webpage. Membership is basically from $3.50 per month if you look at it, but we need you to support your team if you're a West Tigers supporter by going to westtigers.com.au. Jace, thanks for the information this morning, information that our listeners would really appreciate.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Thanks for that membership plug. We had a record West Tigers membership last year, 15,000. We're up to 12 already for this season, so we're hoping to beat that 15. So it's great for people to get on board. And there's so many positive things happening at the club, and we're really excited about a big 2017. Thanks, fellas.
Good on you, Jace.